So welcome, and over to you.
Okay, thank you, Joanna. Hopefully all members had a chance to look at the slides. I wouldn't be going through them in much detail. So the purpose of this session is to discuss how the foundation could go about balancing the need between two sets of goals. On one hand, it is the foundation's mission to develop high-quality standards that can provide users with decision-useful information through general-purpose financial reports. On the other hand, we have also heard concerns from preparers that some of the disclosure items might be sensitive in nature and can bring about commercial loss to entities making such disclosures. The reason for bringing up this issue is because the board is currently undertaking various projects which has a focus on disclosures, and we have heard preparers' concerns relating to the sensitivity of information that may be required under some of those projects. And therefore, we would like to seek your views as to how the board could best go about balancing these two sets of needs. And just to clarify, the board is not currently thinking of developing any new standards that is specific to the disclosure of sensitive information. So this is to really help to facilitate the board's thinking process for its future standard setting agendas. So here on slide 62, it sets out the questions that we have and would like to ask members. The first relates to the situation and extent to which the sensitivity of information should be a concern that the board would need to take into consideration in its standard setting process. For that purpose, we have compiled some examples of disclosures and their perceived effects on slides.
It's okay, your slide numbers are fine.
Yeah, I don't know. Which is followed by a high-level summary of the examples that were given. And on the second questions that we have here, we would like your inputs as to how the board could go about balancing the need between the concerns that preparers might have and the more general mission and objective of the foundation as a whole. We have set out four possible approaches as the potential way to move forward. The first approach is not to accommodate for the sensitivity of information. The issue here is that any exemption provided in a standard might potentially be interpreted as the basis for broad-based non-compliance with IFRS standards as a whole, which is not something that we are hoping for. The second approach here is to adopt a comply or explain model for certain disclosure items. This may create an incentive for an entity to provide the disclosure if the cost is acceptable. Otherwise, the entity may risk being penalized by the market if the explanation for not providing such disclosure is deemed unacceptable. The downside is that consistent application of this approach might be difficult to achieve, particularly if the entities are operating in very different market and regulatory environments. Then we have a slight variation of the second approach, which is a comply or explain model with some constraints being put in place. This approach here will provide temporary disclosure exemption if the sensitivity of the information is time limited and that certain conditions are met. This approach can provide regulators and auditors with the necessary tools to avoid abuse. However, difficulty in this approach lies in the fact that it might be difficult and hard to identify a proper set of indicators due to the fact-specific nature of most sensitive information. The third possible approach is to try to meet the disclosure objectives by providing the necessary information through reference to other information that is less sensitive in nature, wherever that is possible. However, such a compromise might not always be achievable in practice. The last and fourth approach here is to make the disclosure of sensitive information voluntary and let the market penalize entities which are not doing enough. The effectiveness of such approach will, of course, then be dependent on how well market mechanisms function in that particular jurisdiction. There may be other approaches as well, and we will certainly be interested in getting members' feedback on that. And finally, this slide is just a recap of the questions that we would like to seek members' inputs on. and we'll certainly be happy to answer any questions before breaking out.
Yeah. Are there any questions that anyone would like to ask now, or we'll go into our breakout sessions? Jürgen?
Yes, thank you, Joanne. Actually, I have two questions. First question is, where is it on slide? Here, slide 13. There's a mention of impairment loss on asset disposal groups in the table, the top left-hand side. And I also discussed with colleagues internally, and we were not sure, actually. We were wondering, is this supposed to mean also the recognition of impairment loss or the presentation, or is it solely disclosure?
So what we were actually looking at is the balance sheet number. So a situation where, for example, if you were to recognize an impairment on a particular asset and now it's valued at $1 million, if you're trying to sell it, it'd be hard-pressed to find somebody who's willing to pay $2 million when they know it's on your books for $1 million. So not so much the impairment loss, but the balance sheet value.
It would not change the applicability of the impairment recognition.
That
Correct.
Is basically Correct. The yeah. question I also had, yeah. Okay. Then second question is regarding the options that are on the table for the breakout sessions. Actually, I was a bit struggling to understand what the precise difference between option one and option three would be, because I understand that option one would basically keep the status quo, right? Yep. But then what is the precise difference, if that was the case? What is the precise difference then between this balanced approach under option three and the status quo as we currently have it?
So I wouldn't say necessarily that option one is the status quo, because I think what we found through our examples is that the board has taken different approaches based off the facts and circumstances. But option one was really trying to get more at there wouldn't be limitations on what would be disclosed. It would be that if this information meets users' needs, if it's relevant, look at the conceptual framework, then we would have disclosure requirements. Whereas option three is trying to reflect some of the concerns. So potentially, you could either tailor the concerns, as we have in this example here with IFRS 7, or you could have situations where the board could require disclosures maybe at a less disaggregated level to sort of balance, provide investors with the information they want without providing too much of the sensitive information. So a nuanced difference there. But.
Option one would not mean departure from the current, from the existing requirements. That's important. So it's because we already have this
right.
kind of...
Yes, yes, that's right.
A different approach depending on the, on
right.
the nature of the item.
Okay. Yeah.
I think, though, that in terms of the discussions in the breakout groups, yes, these are options that are there, but the key is, what do you think is the right thing to do and why?
So this is really just a straw man to start the discussion,
yeah.
but please
yes.
don't feel
but
limited
that,
by
that,
it.
Yeah. Okay, there are a number of other people who have got their cards up, and I'm going to start with Surya.
Thank you, Joanna. This debate has always been playing about for a long time, how much do you disclose and how much do you not disclose, and that tension has always been there. I'd just like to understand what is it that has boiled that it has come to the surface?
I think part of it is because currently the board is undertaking quite a few different projects, and so happened that most of these projects, which is on slide 3 of the deck, actually has quite a bit of focus on the disclosure items and the sense, and because we have been reaching out to preparers quite a lot for these projects, there has been some feedback that, or more feedback in relation to the sensitivity of the information under some of those proposals, which is why we are bringing up this issue.
Okay. Lothar?
Yeah, thank you. I have question or an issue with the definition of what we're talking about a little bit, because there's one issue, which is the current state of, you know, situations where which are considered sensitive. That could be these issues like dominating customer or supplier, or even to some degree the profitability of different regions and different product lines. I mean, those are things which are absolutely essential for users and which we would under no circumstances want to have hidden. But then there's also, you're alluding to a possible temporary not reporting, so to say. That goes more into the direction of ad hoc reporting. And there, I could see some leeway for situations where you discuss mergers or purchases of another company or sensitive issues like this, which are just not clear yet. There's always a gray zone, and there could be some more leeway. But is that also part of this whole thing, or am I going wrong?
I think that's exactly what we want you to discuss over the next hour, okay, as to which ones, if any, would say, no, you don't need to disclose any information. So take your widest view of what some people might regard as sensitive, and what we're looking for is advice from you as to where you think that line should be around non-disclosure versus disclosure. So that's exactly the right question, Lothar. That's what you're discussing over the next little while. And finally, Zhengguang.
I find that almost all types of sensitive information are negative. However, I think the sensitive information can be also positive to the entity. Could you consider its possibility to consider the sensitive information to include positive information? And also, I think if the firms disclose the sensitive information, they maybe suffer from loss, but they can also get benefits from disclosure.
And again, I think that's exactly the question that we're looking for you to discuss in your breakout sessions. So to go deeper into that and say, well, where is it that we think the line is? So we're looking forward to you having that discussion in your group.
This is slide number seven. The definition of slide number seven. Definition of sensitive information. Is this a firm definition that it is considered as sensitive if it could result in a commercial loss? So is a commercial loss a key element to decide whether it, or is it an indicative definition?
It's not a firm definition. We were just trying to capture some words to get your minds thinking, but as Joanna mentioned, the broader you think of it, the more helpful it would be for us.
So. Breakout session, the discussion should be on this question as well, or the two specific questions?
The two specific questions.
Discussion.
The two specific questions, yeah. And particularly thinking about where it fits, in my view, around some of those things around the global trends and around transparency. I think let's have a go in that, and each of the groups has a staff member assigned to them and a board member, so that if there are queries about what you should be discussing, I think that there should be able to be the clarification in the groups. What I would say in terms of thinking about the discussions, yes, there's the technical side of it, but remember, we don't want that. This is all about what is the strategic and the examples. From your perspective as a user, as a preparer, as a regulator, whatever it may be, thinking about some practical examples and then letting others challenge you in terms of saying, are they appropriately, or is it sensitive? So using your practical examples, but then being as objective as you can in thinking about what the answer should be. So what we're looking for is your experience in terms of practical examples of what is sensitive and then being as objective as you can be to say, should they be required or not required by standards?
And I think it might also be helpful to reflect on the sort of scene setting this morning about the environment in which we're operating and whether you think that has any relevance in terms of how we might think about answering this question as well.
And just to confirm how we are going to report back on this session, what we've tended to do the last couple of meetings and seems to have worked, and I think we're reporting back on this tomorrow afternoon, or tomorrow at some point, is that the four chairs of these groups, who are Holger, Javier, James and Vijay, will sit with me up there and we will go through these and I will put questions to you so that we're reporting back of the groups but without repeating everything that's come from. So that will happen, I think, as I say, it's tomorrow at some point, the report back. But the staff will also capture a lot more of the more granular information around that. So on that note, if there are no further questions, and it doesn't look as though there are, my suggestion is we move into the breakout groups and we are back in here at 2:30, please, for the next session. Thank you.